Let's resume, and we'll need one more member in a minute to take action on an emergency item. In fact, let's take that item first, 1280, because it's an emergency item and because the city attorney may need to pull me out for a few minutes during the course of this council meeting. So I understand, Sam, that that's not going to take long. But let's read item 1280, reacquire Commissioner Novick, and deal with that first, and then move on to the other two items.
Okay, 1280, amend the fire and police disability retirement and death benefit plan so that the plan will retain its tax-qualified status.
Mr. Hutchison, come on up.
What I would change is I would have an open...
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Appreciate you fitting me in on a busy schedule over the last couple of days.
Appreciate your patience during those last couple of days.
So I'm here, you know, asking the City Council to approve the attached ordinance, which is an amendment to Chapter 5 of the City of Portland Charter. This charter chapter pertains to the Fire, Police, Disability, and Retirement Fund. This ordinance is needed so the fund retains its IRS tax qualification status. The ordinance is prompted by the June 26, 2013 U.S. Supreme Court decision on the case of United States versus Windsor that found Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act to be unconstitutional. Specifically, the Supreme Court found that marriage as defined as legal union between one man and one woman as husband and wife to be unconstitutional. Shortly after the Supreme Court made their decision on Windsor, the IRS amended their revenue rules in order to make sure that those rules complied with the Windsor decision. In September was when those were made, and there was a decision that the rules that the IRS were making would impact retirement plans. And in their rule, the IRS defined marriage and spouse to include same-sex marriages if the individuals are lawfully married under a state law with that. Additional IRS rules and notices affecting retirement plans were introduced in April of 2014, most important being that all IRS rules would be effective back to June 26, 2013, and that all retirement plans, including FPDR, must amend their plans retro to June 26, 2013, but those plans must be amended by December 31 of this year. So Exhibit A outlines needed amendments to Chapter 5 of the City of Portland. Those amendments will again assure that the FPDR fund complies with the IRS changes and will retain its tax-qualified status. The exhibit was drafted by the FPDR attorney Lauren Dunhauer and Deputy City Attorney Ken McGair. And at this point, the amendment will have no financial impact on the plan.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Sam? Thank you very much. Is there anyone signed up to speak on this item?
Not have a sign-up sheet.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, we will take a roll call vote.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Thank you for a very economical presentation. Aye.
Hey,
appreciate the good work here. I think this is probably the only time I've ever seen us actually use this peculiar little charter provision that allows the City Council to change the charter. Usually the voters have to do that, but if we're complying with federal law, we get to do it.
Yep.
And so we will. Aye. Thank you.